The sun went out just like a dying ember. Good morning and welcome to the library show. I'm going to assume my microphones are on.
It is. They are.
Awesome.
They are.
We had to skip the news. We're having a little technical difficulty with the news before our show, so let's recap the news real quick. Here,
but
Jennifer.
Let's also say it had nothing to do with Jennifer.
It didn't this time. It's very true. I'll confirm that. So in the news right now, the top of the news in my mind is yesterday was July 29th, and today is November 15th. Weather-wise, how is that possible in a 24-hour span? So global warming a real thing, Jennifer? Our Earth is heaving. It's crying out for help. How are we going to listen to the call? It doesn't change 50 degrees in a day, Jennifer.
No,
can you remember that in a lifetime?
No. And it broke. I think it was the sixth time ever, and since record-keeping began, that it was above 90 in October, and it broke all records.
I know. Amazing. Also in the news, of course, Donald Trump going through an investigation about his dealings with Ukraine and other countries. What is your take on that, Jennifer?
My take is, let's move on.
My take is, when it boils down to it, Donald Trump is a businessman, Jennifer. Unfortunately, rules in the business world don't apply to rules with world diplomacy. And I have a feeling he's going to learn that the hard way. All these, you know, in business deals, Jennifer, you seek advantage, you gain leverage, you do what you can to make deals happen. And that is fine in the business world, wink, wink, I guess, but not if you're president of the United States, Jennifer. Anything else in the news? The baseball playoffs are starting.
They are.
Yankees, I believe, kick it off tonight against the Minnesota Twins. You think the Yankees have a chance?
They always have a chance. They're the Yankees.
You must be happy about the Mets, the way they finished their year. A little optimism going into next season for the New York Mets?
Well, they seem to forget that the year season starts in April, though.
All right, we'll table that for now.
I did see something on the news last night.
What was that?
There was the Stanley Cup winners this year. Was it the Blue Wings?
Well, the NHL season starts tonight, too, as well,
I
think.
But who was it? Did the Blue Wings? Who won it?
The Blue Wings? I know it wasn't the Blue Wings because there's no such team as the Blue Wings.
The Red Wings, St. Louis Blues. I knew it was blue. But anyway, there's a young fan named Layla, or Lila. I couldn't hear how her name was pronounced.
I can't hear you.
She went.
Are you talking in your mic?
She went to every single game.
Okay.
She has an autoimmune disease. She went to every single game. She put up signs, you know, go, I'm here. And I guess she became like a little unofficial mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they designed the Stanley Cup ring, they had one made for her as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I did see that someone was presented a Stanley Cup ring.
It was just like really, it was very nice.
Yeah.
I really thought.
Very nice. Okay, why are we all here today? Well, it's the library show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over. Why did the music kick out so quickly?
It was over.
We were talking that long?
We. Who's we?
We. I heard a whole story about Stanley Cup rings.
It was over by then.
The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the annual HCL Amateur Photography Show is now on display at the Hunterdon County Library. Stop by before next Wednesday and vote for your favorite photo.
And can I tell you, on the homepage, Jim does sliders. The slider he did for the art show it's amazing.
For the photo show?
Yeah, for the photo show.
Yes, so 99 photos really from amateur photographers are on display, and I couldn't fit 100. 99.
Wow.
Crammed them in there. I could not have fit one more photo on that wall, Jennifer.
Well, if you had needed it, you could have sent mine. I would have.
Jennifer Winberry, yes. Good program, though. Jennifer Winberry has a photo in the show this year. So make sure to go in and vote for it as your favorite.
No.
The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library Tricky Tray Raffle It's coming up on October 26th. We'll give you all the details of this annual fundraising event. A lot of people are afraid of heights. Jennifer is afraid of widths.
Nice.
The ACL Gingerbread Competition. Entries are now being accepted. October speakers and concerts at the Huntington County Library and the North County Branch Library. Trivia. And so much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, sir.
So, your birthday next Monday.
No.
Is that what I heard?
Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday? Yeah. Jennifer traditionally takes the whole week off.
Yes.
To celebrate her birthday. You got any plans?
Yeah. For the week, I'm going back to the beach, of course.
Is the weather supposed to kick in?
By Thursday, I think it should be good.
I could have spent the weekend at LBI this weekend.
Nice.
I had an invitation that I had to decline.
Don't.
I have to.
Don't.
Family business.
Yeah, put them on a train.
Luckily, my parents
don't listen.
Never listen to my radio show. Don't even, they even probably remember that I am on the air every Thursday morning.
Hi, Fern. Hi, Ray. Have a good trip. Jim will bring the snacks.
So that's nice. So maybe there'll be some surprises in store for you next week. You never let us celebrate with you at the library because you're never in during your birthday. We can't have a cake for you or anything.
You never have a cake for me.
We wouldn't?
I don't think so.
You could have. We don't do that anymore?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Last year, it was Adrienne's 25th anniversary at the library, and the Youth Services Department had a party for her.
Oh, nice.
This year it was my 25th.
Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, my 25th got missed too, but then again, I'm the only person in my department, so I would have had to throw in the shindig myself.
Right.
So we mentioned the photo show. It's the great annual event that's been happening for the past 30 years. And this year, it's bigger than better than ever.
And there's a lot of really good photos.
99 photos, and Jennifer is correct. There are some excellent photos on that wall. Jennifer, a lot of those really good. The student category this year, the judge, our judge, by the way, is Walter Horoszewski, if that name sounds familiar. He's the author and publisher of a lot of those coffee table photo books about New Jersey and Huntington County and other areas. That's Walter Horoszewski. He's our judge. He was amazed at the student photography.
Yeah, they were really
absolutely amazing. Plus the other ones.
I didn't really look to see which were the students.
He loves the students. He says they just have some kind of, like unspoiled eye or something like that.
That's what I was going to guess. Like that they're not jaded and they don't have.
So we have 99 photographs on display. If you come in before next Wednesday, you can vote for your favorite photo, and a special Public's Choice Award will be given out at our awards ceremony next Wednesday, October 9th at 6:30 p.m., followed by a presentation by Walter Horoszewski. Actually, I do have that flyer on me. I'll keep talking.
The
refreshments will be served, so if you want to stop in and see who the winners of this year's Huntington County Amateur Photography Show.
Wait, it's on our Facebook.
Walter's program is called First There Was Art.
I have it. You have it?
Before the existence of language, religion, or culture, early humans created art. A spark of creativity in our earliest ancestors caused them to decorate themselves, create jewelry, shape figurines, and paint amazing imagery on cave walls on almost every continent of the world. Walter will present the story of these ancient artists and how their creativity became the basis for everything that followed in civilization today. So you have the entire month of October to stop by the Huntington County Library and see these photos. So if you come after October 9th, all of the winning photos will be labeled, and you'll be able to see who won first place in every category. There are several categories, and every first place winner will receive a cash prize, Jennifer. We actually have a best in show for student and adult as well this year.
Nice.
We'll see if you can guess which ones they are. Right. I can remember off the top of my head, actually. So.
That's good.
So there's several categories: wildlife, Huntington County scenes, florals, human interest, abstracts, scenic landscapes, black and white, and the student categories. It's a great show. I mean, you'll be in awe when you walk into the gallery and see 99 photographs staring you in the face. So we're pleased to host this every year, the ACL Amateur Photography Show, every October at the Hunterdon County Library.
Before we go to our first commercial break, I want to give a shout-out again to our pal, Jumpin' Jewels in England. She was today is National Poetry Day in the UK, and the theme this year is truth, and she was one of the winners of their Hidden Voices poems,
nice.
And her poem, I Can't, If I Can't, won, and they sent her a framed copy of it. So I think that's really neat. We need to celebrate Poetry Month at the library. We did for a while.
That's April, isn't it?
It's in April in the U.S., yeah.
Well, let's do this. Let's fly Jumpin' Jewels over.
Oh, can we?
Over the pond.
Oh, that would be ecstatic. That would be marvelous. That would just be terrific. Maybe we can Skype with her or something. Oh, Julie, if you're listening, let's think about Skyping for April for a program. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Let's start planning it, Jennifer. I'm a can-do kind of guy.
I know you are. So, yeah, I just think it's really great that National Poetry Day is such a big thing.
So I'm assuming you have a Jumpin' Jewels poem.
You know what? Your copier still prints out things kind of crooked.
Oh,
it's like it
so
only prints
mean?
The pictures half the size.
Is that Jumpin' Jewels?
It is.
Let me see.
I can't read it. Let me look.
Oh, there's a poem underneath it?
Yeah. Let me look it up real fast.
Oh, it's on the thing she's holding, Jennifer.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to our commercial break. If Jennifer can find the poem, we'll read it right after the commercial break before Today in History.
I got it.
Oh, she's got it. Okay, Jennifer.
And actually, we can hear her read it. Maybe. It's not loading.
Jumpin' Jewels will be reading her own poetry on the library show, direct from London, England.
Except it's not loading. If I can't walk that fast, then I'll start a new race. If I can't keep my balance.
So I'm totally thrilled. This is a poem that he has put up there. It's called If I Can't. If I can't walk that fast, then I'll start a new race. If I can't keep my balance, then I'll sing as I sway. If I can't use my hand, then I'll learn a new trick. If I get so very tired, then I'll run in my sleep. If the heat is too much, then I'll wave at the sun. If I forget the answer, then I'll start a new question. If I can't sleep at night, then I'll say good morning to the stars.
It was just poor sound from the microphone. Like the clapping sounded loud enough.
The clapping was very loud, yes.
The clapping was well mic'd.
Well, it sounded much better with Julie reading it than me. So we'll be right back with Today in History after these messages.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon. the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting with Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer and you at home, or wherever you are, questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is October 3rd, 2019. I'll ask you about events that happened on October 3rd in years past, and also give you names of people who were born. I'll give you the names of people who were born on October 3rd or who died on October 3rd and see if you know who they are just by hearing their name. I only have two events for October 3rd. Quite a day in history of the world, Jennifer. That on October 3rd, 42 BC, I might have a follow-up question. Mark Antony, Jennifer, and Octavian fight a decisive battle against who on this date in 42 BC?
Something went in out of my head.
I really have trouble hearing you. Are you sure?
Caesar. It's
Okay.
Caesar. I'll hold it.
Maybe I just have to take my headphones off.
Caesar.
What do you have to guess, you said?
Caesar, but that was...
You're on the right track.
And then
Caesar's assassins.
Oh.
So who were they? Two of them?
Brutus, no. Cassius.
Yes.
Cassius.
And Brutus. You got it. Nice job. 1952 on October 3rd. Who successfully tests the nuclear weapon to become the world's third nuclear power? 1952.
Cuba.
The United Kingdom. The United Kingdom. Okay, born on October 3rd in 1900, Thomas Wolfe.
He was a beat author. Well, which, can you spell his name? Because there could be two.
Thomas.
Oh, there's a Look Homeward Angel?
Correct. Thomas Wolfe. Well, one of Laurie's favorite books is Look Homeward Angel by Thomas Wolfe. I think Bell Book and Candle. I think Look Homeward Angel actually had a sequel. But Thomas Wolfe, graduate of the University of North Carolina, we visited his house in Asheville, the old Kentucky home, I think it was called, which is what he wrote about living there, and that was what Look Homeward Angel was about. 1941, on October 3rd, Chubby Checker was born. Was that his given name?
No, I don't think so. He was a singer.
He usually gave the alternate to his... yes, he was a singer, Jennifer. I need two words to mark this correct.
Two words or two songs?
Just two words, which is one song. It's really famous for one song that he redid with different titles to make a whole career of it.
Did he do The Twist?
The Twist is correct. He did The Twist, and then he did Twist Again, then he did Twist Party, then he did Twist This Way, Twist That Way, Twist Every Which Way. He made a whole career with The Twist, Jennifer.
Let's see if he has a name.
He over-milked that cow, some might say. That is not even an expression. What expression am I looking for?
He was born Ernest Evans.
Ernest Evans?
Interesting. He had an alliterative name when he was born, and he took an alliterative stage name.
Mildly interesting. 1949, Lindsey Buckingham was born on October 3rd.
He was a musician. She was a musician.
Yes.
I don't know.
Famous for his work with Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
1969, Gwen Stefani was born. But you know Gwen Stefani.
Hmm?
Maybe.
It's a singer or an actor?
We're sticking in the music world, correct?
Singer. It's right there.
So she was a pop rock artist, originally famous for the band No Doubt, and then went on her own. I think she currently is a judge on the America's Got Talent or some one of the shows. Blake Shelton's wife.
Yeah, but there's a song.
Gwen Stefani.
But I feel like it's right there.
Oh. Okay, died on this date in 1656, Jennifer Miles Standish.
He was a famous pilgrim. There's a poem, The Courtship of Miles Standish. I don't know. The Plymouth Colony.
Yes, he came over on the Mayflower and helped establish the Plymouth Colony before he died in 1656. 1867, now, people should not know this by name, but for some reason everybody knows who this guy is. That's why I put it here, Jennifer. In 1867, Elias Howe died.
He was an inventor.
Correct.
The cotton gin?
Incorrect.
No.
That was Eli Whitney.
Whitney.
The spinning, on the right track.
The spinning jenny?
Hmm?
No. Tell me.
The sewing machine.
Oh,
Elias Howe invented the sewing machine.
Yeah.
1967, Woody Guthrie died.
He was a folk singer. He was Arlo's father. This Land Is Your Land.
Very good.
And there was a verse beyond it, the ones that they're traditionally sung, that was very political, and he was asked not to sing it or record it.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you look that one up?
Dave Berger knows that. Dave
Berger knows hear that. I'd like to hear that verse. We can play that after the next commercial break. 2000, Benjamin Orr died. I bring this up because another one of his bandmates died just a couple weeks ago.
He was a car.
Very good. Technical, not literally a car.
He was one of the cars.
He was in the band The Cars, Benjamin Orr. He was the lead singer in the song Drive. Remember that song?
Oh, yes.
And Rick Ocasek, who just died recently, probably was lead singer on every other song. And then 2004, Janet Leigh died.
She is most famous for getting stabbed in the shower in Psycho.
Yes, that's probably what she is most famous for. Famous Offspring?
Yes.
Is?
Yes. Janet Leigh. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that is Today in History.
Okay, and I did find the final verse.
Let's hear it.
On bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief office, I saw my people. As they stood hungry, I stood there wondering if God blessed America for me. And then it was changed to, this land was made for you and me.
That's not that controversial.
Well, apparently it was, and it was asked. The political verse was removed. And what I like is in the original one, it's the beginning starts, this land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the Staten, New York Island. And they crossed Staten out, and it's just to the New York Island.
Gotcha.
And the original refrain was, God blessed America for me, and then it was, this land was made for you and me. So, but Dave Berger, who will be doing a show in February, tells a story about this. So, and there's lots of different variations on it.
Okay, the time is 11:28.
Was that more than you wanted to know about this land?
No, that was just enough. It's 11:28. We have about a half hour left of the library show before Jim Gannot and Taking Care of Business takes over at 12 noon. I've got trivia today for Jennifer, but let's take care of a little more library business. Starting with the Manhattan Short Film Festival. 1 week every year, the Manhattan Short Film Festival shows the 10 finalists. The 10 finalist short films from over 1,250 entries. there's limited venues, and the Huntington County Library and the North County Branch Library are two of the few venues in New Jersey. So you're in luck. We'll be showing the Manhattan Short Film Festival five times between last Thursday and this Friday coming up. So you only actually have two more opportunities. We've had three viewings so far. There's two more opportunities. So there's 10 about 15-minute films. You watch them all. When you come into the venue, you are handed a ballot. You watch all the films, and then you get to pick your favorite film and your favorite actor. And these films have been known to go on and be nominated for Academy Awards, so your vote counts. I won't really. I'll pick one movie and tell you about it, Jennifer. A Family Affair. This is directed by Florence Keith Roach from the United Kingdom. The synopsis is, when Annabelle wakes up alone in a stranger's bedroom on her 30th birthday, she thinks the day cannot get any worse. But then Bernard walks in, and he's not the man of her dreams.
Well, that's kind of ominous, considering my birthday's next week.
All right, let's try Tipped. Actually, one of the patrons was telling me about this and said Tipped was her favorite one. This is directed by Elise Leite Rogers. It's from Canada. It's a talented but underappreciated waitress at an upscale restaurant reaches her tipping point with a table of difficult customers and concocts a special dish of revenge. Oh, no. I don't like that at all. I think I see where that's going. So the Manhattan Short Film Festival, I told you there's two more chances to see it. And here are the two chances. It's going to be tomorrow, Friday, October 4th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. That's at 65 Halstead Street in Clinton, New Jersey. And then Saturday, October 5th at 2 p.m. at the Huntington County Library headquarters located at 314 Route 12 in Flemington, New Jersey. The Manhattan Short Film Festival. It's a lot of fun. Actually, I haven't seen the films yet this year. Have you?
No, I have not.
Okay, the photo show entries are all in. That's hanging. And we have one more competition that we do at the library every year. And it's an edible competition, Jennifer. The Friends of the Huntington County Library and the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce present the HCL Gingerbread Competition, which will be on display at HCL throughout the month of December. The entry deadline is Friday, November 15th, so you have time. Entry forms are available at all the county libraries or online at hclibrary.us. There's a link right on our homepage to the entry form. So you can print that out and send it in to us. There's several categories. There's a category just for kids up to 12 years old. There's a student category. There's an adult individual category. Our most popular category is the family category, a great family project making a gingerbread creation. A group category, that means like a school group or a scout group or a business group. And then a professional category. There's going to be first place prizes in every category, plus a $200 cash award grand prize for the best in show gingerbread creation.
And if you're a business listening and you'd like to sponsor one of the prizes,
we'd be more than happy. How would they do that, Jennifer?
I would reach out to Chris, and I'd also reach out to Jim, just to cover yourself.
Jim, what about Jennifer Winberry?
Or Jennifer.
Assistant Director of the Huntington County Library.
But she's going to be on vacation much of the next 2 months.
So contact Chris Phelan at the Chamber if you would be interested in sponsoring one of our prizes. So what are you going to be making? Well, you have two choices. Since the Friends of the Huntington County Library are one of our sponsors, they would love to see you make some kind of storybook creation, a building from a story, a children's story or a novel, or some kind of scene or something from a book. And since the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce is a sponsor, they would be in awe if you made a building from Huntington County or a scene from Huntington County, like the courthouse or the Red Mill, or a farm, or something Huntington County, something that says Huntington County, and make it in gingerbread. All of the rules are on the entry form that I mentioned can be picked up at the library or online at hclibrary.us. We'll have a reception for everyone who enters the gingerbread competition on Tuesday, December 3rd. We'll have refreshments. We'll announce the winners, and there'll be a special Christmas program that evening, and there will be crafts for kids as well that day. We're putting that together. It's going to be a nice family night at the Huntington County Library. And your final excuse, like, is if your final excuse that, to not enter is that I don't know how to make gingerbread, you're out of luck there. We have recipes for construction-grade gingerbread and royal icing right on the entry form. It's a lot of fun. A lot of families enter and have a great time. So the HCL Gingerbread Competition. For more information, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us.
And on Saturday, October 26th, the Friends will have their third annual Tricky Tray, although this year it's going to be a basket Tricky Tray. Doors open at 12:30. Drawings begin at 2:30. There will be light refreshments. Admission is limited to 200 adults only. You can buy tickets in advance, which is recommended because I believe they often sell out before the day of the event. $65 in advance, you can get 4 sheets of Tier 1, 2 sheets of Tier 2 tickets, 1 sheet for Tier 3, and 3 grand prize tickets, and it's a $15 discount. All the information is on our website, hclibrary.us. And even basic admission, $15 in advance, $20 at the door, includes 1 sheet of Tier 1 tickets.
Tricky Tray sounds like something that's up your alley. Am I off base on that?
I've only ever attended one. It was a campground when I was little and visiting my grandparents. And there was a basket of school supplies, and I really, really wanted it. But I did not know.
Of course there was.
Just put all your tickets in one basket if there's nothing else you want. Duh. I did not do that. And November 16th, we're having a special event at the North County Library at 1 o'clock. It's going to be a focus group with the community. We've started strategic planning to decide to try to learn what the community is looking for in their library, what they like about it, what they'd like to see us focus on.
And I'd like to be a part of that. Can I help? Can I run a focus group? I think I'd be good at that.
You were supposed to volunteer. Tell James again. I don't know.
I could lead a focus group. I think I can get things out of people.
I think you could too. So look for more information. The flyer isn't on the website yet. But we should put that on the front page of the website.
There's flyers at the libraries that you could pick up.
So definitely stop by. And then there will be
surveys. It's not on the webpage. Are you sure?
I don't see it on the front page now.
Is the gingerbread competition there?
It is. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Put that on. There will be some surveys. They'll be available online and in the library.
Okay, we'll get that on the webpage for you as soon as possible. Our fall concert schedule, our fall concerts continue. We've gotten 2 under our belts in the month of September. We still have 6 more evening concerts, and this is just evening concerts at the Huntington County Library. This does not include all of our North County branch concerts and our afternoon concerts featuring Fred Miller. So in October, our next concert is Wednesday, October 16th. All concerts start at 7 p.m. All concerts, of course, are free and open to the public. And we can thank, in part, a grant from the Huntington County Cultural Heritage Commission that helps us pay for these programs so we can present them to you for free. Wednesday, October 16th, we welcome Pete Gumbo and the Hot Peppers. So this is be lively Zydeco music, Jennifer, that evening. This is a new band for us. And then Wednesday, October 23rd at 7 p.m., it's a salute to Simon and Garfunkel with Cuckoo Cachoo. Ed Jankowitz and Thomas Johnston, 2 very talented local musicians, will be singing all of your Simon and Garfunkel favorites. And then November, Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m., classical violinist David Podols. I believe the show will have some kind of French theme. I'll get the program for that for one of our future radio shows so I can give you more information. But he's a violin virtuoso and has performed at the North County Branch many times to large audiences. The Stonehearth Bluegrass Band, this is the former Beth Coleman Bluegrass Band that was so popular in Huntington County for so many years. They'll be performing on Wednesday, November 20th, right before Thanksgiving at 7 p.m. And then in December, we end the year the same way every year. Wednesday, December 4th, we welcome the Eric Mantel Quartet. They'll be presenting a jazz holiday. That's music from Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Christmas, as well as other holiday classics with a jazz flavor. And then we wrap it all up on Wednesday, December 18th, with the 100 and Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus Holiday Show. So that means the whole 100 and Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus, we're talking 30 to 40 vocalists, will be performing holiday classics and doing a version of their popular Christmas show that they present at 100 and Central High School every year. This is a very popular show. So we recommend that you sign up if you would like to attend one of our concerts, because seating is limited. You can do so by going to our webpage, hclibrary.us, clicking on the events calendar, and you can sign up right there, right through our events calendar. Sign up you and a friend, sign up your whole family. We'd love to see you at one of our shows this fall.
Do you want to go to an early commercial? And then we will be right back with some trivia.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. And Jim Gonneau will be in just over 15 minutes to take care of business. Oh, and we need to thank all our participants in Library Card Sign Up Month, all the businesses that offer discounts.
Yes, so September is over. Hopefully you took advantage of the discount with your Library Card program. Another successful year. We'll be doing it again next September.
And we'll be sending around How'd We Do sheets to the businesses, so anything that you think we could do a little bit better.
So if you missed it this year, make sure you get in next year. And get some free advertising courtesy of the Hunterdon County Library. All right, let's play some trivia.
Okay.
When I accumulate enough trivia, I like to, ask Jennifer the questions. She's very smart. She's got a wide range of knowledge.
I have a wide range of useless knowledge. And to quote Carl, that and a dollar will get you any size coffee at McDonald's.
Who's Carl?
He's one of our friends, our elder friends.
He sounds like a real whip.
He's good. He's good.
All right, let's do some general trivia to warm you up here a little bit, Jennifer. Okay. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is currently mayor of what city?
Indianapolis.
Right state.
I know it's the right state.
South Bend, Indiana.
Okay.
What Christmas song mention someone named Miss Fanny Bright.
Jingle Bells. Yeah.
Jingle Bells is correct. Can you name the three American League, Major League Baseball teams that have over 100 wins this year?
The Yankees.
That's one.
Nope.
The Twins and the Astros. This organ in the human body is located under the liver and stores bile.
The pancreas.
Looking for the gallbladder. What does cattywampus mean?
I don't know.
Cattywampus.
I don't know.
It means askew or not lined up.
It's a good word.
Or disorganized.
It's a good word.
Or disarray. I thought you'd be all over that word.
Should have been, yes.
How many years was Franklin Delano Roosevelt president of the United States?
He had four terms, so it would have been 16, but he died in office. Let's say 14.
Close. He died right at the beginning of his fourth term, so 12, Jennifer. Didn't make that 13th year.
But that's like a tricky, that could be a tricky trivia question, because he actually was elected to four terms, but he only really served three.
Yes. You don't know Game of Thrones at all?
Nope.
Do you know anything about the National Hockey League?
A little bit. I just talked about it.
Okay, for... Well, maybe one of the answers... No, it wasn't. Okay, so three NHL teams, Jennifer. Their team name begins with a vowel.
A vowel.
So, like, the Devils.
The Houston Oilers.
Not the Houston Oilers, but the Edmonton Oilers. That's one.
Edmonton Oilers.
Yes. Just need two out of the three.
Oh, only two?
Yeah.
The Islanders.
Very good. Boy, you do know your hockey
team. No, I do know the team
the
name.
The Avalanche was the...
Oh, that's an expansion team. I don't know.
What Washington, D.C. landmark was being built during the Civil War?
Wouldn't have been the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument.
So people said, and we gave it to them, it technically wasn't being built in the Civil War. They started it before the Civil War, discontinued it, and then finished it well after the Civil War.
Okay.
If you ever look at old pictures of what D.C. during the Civil War, like Lincoln's inauguration, you'll notice that the Capitol.
Oh, of course.
Is being built.
Write this one down.
Go ahead.
Where is the oldest continually operating lighthouse on the East Coast?
Cape Hatteras.
It is in Sandy Hook. But the people in Boston maintain it as theirs. But during the Revolutionary War, their lighthouse was burned down and they rebuilt it. So the building.
And the one in Sandy Hook has never been destroyed or anything?
It has not.
Didn't they have to move that once?
They might have.
I think they had to move because Sandy Hook is shifting.
I know.
By the year. And then finally, true or false, there is a moon in our solar system that is bigger than a planet.
True.
That is true. Ganymede, a moon of Jupiter, is bigger than Mercury. Very good, Jennifer. How about some Broadway trivia?
Oh, yes. Yes, please. Classic Broadway?
Kind of.
Okay.
All right, it's easy. I'm going to give you a song sung in a Broadway play. You tell me the play.
Okie dokie.
Memory.
Cats.
My Shot.
I feel like a chorus line, but that wasn't it.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my... It's from Hamilton.
Oh. Those kind of shots.
Just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. Empty chairs and empty tables. As the pain goes on and on. Empty chairs and empty tables. Now my friends are dead and gone.
Les Mis?
Yes.
Yes.
Les Miserables. Matchmaker, matchmaker.
Fiddler on the Roof. Very good. Which is based on a painting by Marc Chagall.
There you go. Cell Block Tango.
Chicago.
Very good. Climb Every Mountain.
Ugh, Richard G's favorite musical, The Sound of Music.
Take a Chance on Me.
Mamma Mia.
Very good. I Can Hear the Bells. I can hear the bells, just hear them chiming. I can hear the bells, my temperature's climbing.
Disney?
No.
Mm-mm.
Hairspray.
Oh.
She's fallen in love with one of her classmates. One Fine Day.
Is it the Four Seasons thing?
No.
No.
The Carole King musical. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
We Go Together.
Grease.
Shapoopy.
Shrek.
No.
I would have said Hairspray, but you already said
The Music Man. That was the dance they learned at the social. The Rain in Spain.
My Fair Lady.
Defying Gravity.
Wicked.
Very good. Some Enchanted Evening.
South Pacific.
My Eyes Adored You.
That's the Four Seasons.
Jersey Boys is Jersey the Boys. Play, Jennifer. Easy Street.
Annie.
Very good. Luck Be a Lady.
Guys and Dolls, best sung by Robert Alda.
Very good.
Sorry, Frank.
Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
Spamalot.
Very good. Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
Oklahoma.
And The Music of the Night.
Phantom.
Very good. Nicely done. You got on a real roll there at the end after Shapoopy. Yes. You got on a roll there. All right. I think I know that you're a fan of The Godfather.
Reason. I like it very much. I don't know it as well as... But I have done trivia on Godfather for you.
Around the trivia, you can't refuse, Jennifer. I'm going to give you a quote from The Godfather or The Godfather Part 2.
Oh, not Part 2.
You tell me who said it.
Okay.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
The brother.
The brother? No. Peter Clemenza. I loved baseball ever since Arnold Rothstein fixed the World Series in 1919.
Sonny.
That was Hyman Roth down in Cuba. Try the veal. It's the best in the city. And I realize...
I know where it was
said. People said these things right before they died.
I know where that was said. That was said in the restaurant.
Correct.
And it wasn't Michael. It was the guy Michael was going to kill.
Correct. Virgil the Turk Salazzo. Every time I said a Hail Mary, I caught a fish.
Hmm.
That was right before Fredo died in a boat at the end. Tell Mike it was only business. I always liked him. It's right before this gentleman died. Mm-hmm. One of Vito's partners, Sal Tessio. A man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Vito.
That is Vito Corleone, correct. Talking about Sonny when he realized Sonny was fooling around on his wife. And I hope their first child be a masculine child.
Mm. No.
Luca Brasi. I don't feel I have to wipe everybody out, Tom. Just my enemies.
Michael.
Very good. I made my bones while you were dating cheerleaders.
Sonny.
Mo Green. And then one more. Presidents and senators don't have men killed.
No.
Who's being naive now, Kay? Michael's wife, Kay. Okay.
My favorite line is, and I can't remember it now. I'm against policies of appeasement. We should have stopped Hitler in Munich.
Wait, say that again?
I'm against policies of appeasement. I've always been against policies of appeasement.
Who said that?
I don't. That's what I'm trying to find.
It was something like they could have stopped Hitler at the Rhine or something.
In Munich, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that line. I'll give you a couple more general ones. Do you know Elton John at all?
A little bit.
Don't you have a friend who loves Elton John?
Uh-uh. Not that I know of.
Uh-uh. That would be a big no. Do you know science at all?
I know Elton John probably better than science.
All right, let's do a little more general first, Jennifer. True or false? The ears, true or false, are the ears visible on the Statue of Liberty?
False.
That's true, they are visible.
They are, really?
Name the three bones in the human arm?
The tibia, the ulna. Nope.
Ulna is correct. Humerus.
Humerus. Tibia is a leg.
And radius. The latest Ken Burns documentary currently on TV, Jennifer, is about what topic?
Country music.
Very good. Did you watch any of it?
No, I bought the book for the library.
Oh, you did? And Major League Baseball, what type of wood are the majority of bats currently made of?
Oh, currently? Ash.
That's what they used to be made of until the late 90s. Most of them are maple now. How about, what does HTML stand for?
Hypertext Markup Language.
Wow, very good. Famous comic strip, what is the last name of Garfield's owner?
John, it begins with an A.
That is correct.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Arbuckle. Arbuckle. The Battle of Shiloh, Jennifer, was a major Union victory during the Civil War. What state did it take place in?
West Virginia.
Tennessee. Do you know the current starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No, but I meant to make a note to remember the one of the Giants, but I forgot it already.
Name New Jersey's two current United States senators.
Robert Menendez and Cory Booker.
Very good. And true or false? Or yes or no, Jennifer. Did Elvis Presley's character ever die in any of his movies?
No.
He did in his very first one.
Really?
He
I'm surprised.
Died in his first one called Love Me Tender, and there was such an outcry.
That's what I'm surprised.
That he never died in any of his movies ever again.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd be surprised.
All right, we've got a couple minutes. We'll start the Elton John and see. It might be hard. One person, I mean, these are questions usually aimed at teams. So one person.
Right.
Jennifer, I'm just going to talk lyrics of an Elton John song. And you tell me what song it is.
Okay.
I sat on the roof and kicked off the moss. Well, it seems some of the verses have got me quite cross.
How wonderful life is when you're in the world with me. Your song?
Your song is correct. You had the grace to hold yourself.
Candle in the wind.
While those around you crawl. You're good, Jennifer. This is going to be a tough one. Get about as oiled as a diesel train, gonna set this dance alight. Saturday night's all right for fighting. Long night's crying by the record machine. Dreaming of my Chevy and my old blue jeans.
Oh, Crocodile Rock.
Yes. Altar bound, hypnotized, sweet freedom whispered in my ear.
Philadelphia Freedom.
You're a butterfly, and butterflies are free to fly. Someone saved my life tonight. It's like trying to drink whiskey from a bottle of wine. Honky Cat. Jesus freaks out in the street, handing tickets out for God.
Tiny Dancer.
Very good. If they only learn that the twisting kaleidoscope moves us all in turn. That's from a Disney movie.
I know. Colors of the Wind.
Can you feel the love tonight? And finally, I can see the red tail lights heading for Spain.
Daniel.
Very good.
You did. I did better than you thought.
You did very good. For one person... You probably would have gotten half of those, and your team would have had to pick up the rest of them, which would have been good. All right, we're a little past our time, Jennifer.
Just barely. All right, so thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can go in, stop online. Stop and go online or call. Your library is always there for you.
Tonight. What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be heading to Florida shortly, where he'll be unveiling a Medicare plan today that he'll enact with an executive order. It's an answer to the Democrats' Medicare for All proposals. Here's Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar.
A lot of the proposals for Medicare for All, what they would do is actually take Medicare Advantage away. They would outlaw private insurance, and this is what our seniors want. What the president's doing today is putting a stake in the ground, saying he's going to be the one defending and protecting Medicare for our seniors. He's going to be improving Medicare, and he's not going to let anyone touch their Medicare.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. At least four people are dead after a knife attack in the courtyard of the Paris police headquarters today. At least one of the people killed was a cop. The suspect is identified as an administrative employee who'd been with the office for over two decades. He was shot and killed. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker is to testify today in the U.S. House impeachment inquiry going before the Intelligence Oversight and Foreign Affairs panels in a closed-door session. Volker resigned from his position last week after his name appeared in the whistleblower complaint connected to President Trump's phone call in July with Ukraine's president, when he reportedly did ask Ukraine's president to investigate former VP Joe Biden and his son. Volker went to Ukraine a day after the call was made, according to that whistleblower complaint, and met with the country's leader, reportedly giving him advice about how to, quote, navigate Trump's demands. Yesterday in a Texas courtroom.
Can I give her a hug, please?
The brother of a man shot to death by now former Dallas cop Amber Geiger forgiving her after she's sentenced to 10 years in prison. Pope Francis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting in the Vatican today to discuss how to protect Christian minorities in the Middle East. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
They've identified one of seven people killed in the crash of a B-17 in Connecticut yesterday. Robert Riddell was a 59-year-old resident of East Granby, Connecticut. He's among those seven victims when the World War II era plane crashed in a fireball yesterday morning at Bradley Airport near Hartford after one of its four engines failed. A popular anti-heartburn medicine will no longer be sold at Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens after it was revealed that Zantac may contain small amounts of a cancer-causing chemical. CVS, the largest pharmacy chain in the nation, pulling its own generic brand off the shelves as well. The diagnosis at three hospitals down south, ransomware. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Three Alabama hospitals are being forced to turn away new and non-emergency patients after their systems were compromised by a ransomware attack. Police said the hackers hijacked access to the hospital's computer networks, which kept them from admitting new patients. Ransomware attacks have targeted numerous cities, including Baltimore and Atlanta, over the past year. Some attacks also targeted Georgia's state court system, the European Union, and seven hospitals in Australia. A few of the targeted cities have paid the ransom, which so far has totaled more than $1 million.
That's our Wendy King, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton.